From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another massacre in Pakistan. A gun and bomb attack on a university campus in the northwest Wednesday killed at least 20, including 18 students, and wounded dozens. The military says a group of four terrorists stormed the Bacha Khan University in the town of Chersada. They were all killed by security forces. Nawab Khan, father of one student, said there were rumors about another attack on a school in Peshawar. It's unclear who is responsible. A Pakistani Taliban spokesman denounced the attack as against Islamic Sharia. More than 150 were killed in an army school attack in December 2014. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan Wednesday, at least seven journalists were apparently targeted by a suicide bomber in Kabul. The bomber detonated explosives near a vehicle owned by a company that works for Tolo News, Afghanistan's first 24-hour news channel. The channel had been threatened after reporting on alleged Taliban abuses in their offensive against the city of Kunduz. Tunisian police clashed again Wednesday with protesters demanding jobs in the city of Kasserine, a second day of protests that followed the death of an unemployed man. Witnesses say police used water cannon and tear gas. Groups of protesters erected roadblocks and threw stones. This protester, Mohammed Kadouri, said the demonstrators are defending their right to work. The only way to be heard are clashes. He says we've asked for 5 years, and there is no response. Late Wednesday, the government promised to create thousands of new jobs in Kasserine. The North African country has been plagued by high unemployment and poverty since the 2011 revolution that toppled longtime President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. This is VOA News.